Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andres Galarraga. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pascual Perez. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Pascual Perez. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra strikes out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Webster goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooks scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendale hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Darling strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Dykstra steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. One out. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Strawberry fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Strawberry. Webster moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Galarraga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kendall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Elster reaches second base with a double. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Darling is 0-for-1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Webster. The throw from Carter and he is out, Elster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Reed moves to third. Two outs. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Elster strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Ron Darling. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Webster hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Webster reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Webster scores. It's 5-0, Expos. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Galarraga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Galarraga moves to second. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Expos. Tim Burke now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.